Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Your Subconscious with your host, Jennifer Schluter. And this week, I have a special guest for you who is all about how can you integrate your soul and your higher self into branding. We've had an amazing conversation that circles all around that, and we answered questions such as, how do you integrate your soul into branding? How do you know you've outgrown your branding? What are the challenges we experience when it comes to branding that's supposed to come from our soul? How do you brand from your higher self? How do you close the gap between current and higher self in the process of your branding? And for this, I have invited Eos Koch, who is a soulful web designer, photographer, author, and energy alignment coach. She says that, I quote, "The clarity in who we are creates a strong and magnetic brand and has a distinct energy that magnetizes the right people to us and creates an invisible energetic invitation. If we have clarity on our vision, we have a clear direction that makes us confident. This confidence creates a bigger capacity for receiving and therefore grows our income. To me, confidence and trust is the foundation for a successful business." Now, let's get right into it.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Today, I am here with Eos. And Eos, please tell us what you do and what you help people with.
So grateful to be here. Thank you for having me. I'm a soulful web designer, branding coach in a way, energy coach, soul alignment coach. For me, the two really flow together. And I'm from Spain. I'm living in Spain. I'm originally from Switzerland, having an Italian husband. So lots of different cultures, but we found our place here about 4 years ago and live in this little island called Menorca, which is truly really tiny. It's with the car from one part to the other, it's about 40 minutes. So we are in a tiny place.
Beautiful, I love it. Thank you so much for your introduction. And how did you get into branding?
Yes, I always loved art. I was in art school for some time, and it really brings together the parts of expression and really diving deeper into who we are and into who we want to be, especially also. Like, I work a lot with the concept of not who we are now, but if we have like that ideal version or that higher self of ourselves or the ideal day, and how does that version of us look like, and how can we, through the branding, like lay the lines that we go towards that.
Beautiful, I love that. And how do you do that with your clients? Do you like give them a higher self meditation and then start the branding from there, or how do you do that?
Yes, it starts actually, I call it the soul of business, and where we just dive into these questions and they have an ideal day meditation truly, where they go through in that ideal day and how does it look like, how does it smell like? And especially working with like smells or with like visuals, or like, how do you want your website to smell? And how can we translate that?
Like, interesting.
You can do like orange blossom or a beautiful Ayurvedic meal, or it just has, one is really nourishing and the other is more like happy and open and expansive. And so we have lots of questionnaire where we just dive into these questions, or even if your brand would be a song, what song would it be?
I love these questions. Can you give us like two or three more examples? I'm loving them.
Yes, me too, always. Like the song, an animal, what animal would it be? And there you have like the difference of if it's an elephant, it's kind of like really a strong and calm presence, or if it's like a hummingbird, it's kind of that little sweet all over the place. And the best is the more it matches with who you are in your energy, the better it translates you. But also a recipe, for example, or a plant.
Or
one of my favorites, which is a little etherical, is if it would be a body of water, what kind of body of water? like the ocean or a river or a little raindrop or...
That sounds beautiful, amazing. And what do you do if, for example, the person is at a certain point and their higher self is a completely different point and it is challenging, so to say, to fuse them together to come to a conclusive branding, so to say, where the person still feels like, okay, this is me, but then the higher self is like, yeah, this is me, but you could do a lot better. how do you handle that?
Like that gap in between, yes. I think it really starts with the really small things, and therefore I love the ideal day meditation so much, because you have these really little things, like for example in the morning I awake and I go outside in the garden still barefoot and pick my herbs and make like a fresh tea. And if you have this kind of visuals in your meditation, but then in the morning you're just like scrolling on your phone. So this is the little places where you can start shifting in your life, like from tomorrow. And I suggest just like small places, or just like once a week, not every day, that ideal day, but just once a week, give yourself that experience. And then you start to embody that more and more. And then the stretch and the gap becomes always smaller.
Ah, I love that. And that's why you, I guess, because I've never heard of anybody who's like a, well, I actually have, who's a branding coach, but at the same time, an alignment or energy coach. And you fuse that just because you, explain to us why you're fusing that together.
Yes, because I truly believe like the embodiment of who you are, it's not just to creating an image that you're not, like you say, like it's not just that we want to stretch yourself and make a mask, but it's really that we want to translate and become that. So it's really the embodiment work. And the two for me come together in a way that like I don't want to just go after success, for example. I really want to define what is success for the single person. What does a successful business for this person mean like? And it's different for everyone. It's not just about only about money. A lot, of course, it's really beautiful and important and I love money. But it's not on the only thing. It's a lot of moving parts together. And if we bring them together and then we can create the website that holds that. And if for some people, it's a lot more about money, and then how can we set up the systems and the structure that the money can flow in easily without them having to do a lot of manual work, or that they have an assistant and the assistant can take over some parts of, like just creating that structure for your life success and also merging the two together. I always feel like business and life are not so separated from me. And I feel like they are like a figure eight that is lying. And the business creates money, it creates like impact, it gives you also meaning and purpose if you do what you love to do. So it creates like a meaning in your life, and it creates and generates also money. And this creates your ideal lifestyle, and it gives you the money that you can have the beautiful home you dream of, or to move to the place you want to move to, or to have the freedom you desire. So, and this inspiration, if you share that in your business again, it closes this figure eight, and it nourishes each other and inspires each other.
Mm-hmm. And is that also why you kind of, so you do photography, branding, websites, and coaching. So yes. How would you say these come together in for a person? Because you know, you could outsource some things. You could maybe you like doing all four things, but you could outsource things. Like how? Why did you decide to put all of these four together?
They just grew together. what have all they at the root? They are like similar. For me, it's always about creating your dream lifestyle. You can anchor in your dream lifestyle beautifully with a photo session. So who do you want to be? And we actually use the template of the ideal day even for the photo session. So if your ideal day would look like, how would that look like? How can we translate that into photographs? And I'm just probably just too multi-passionate. I could add in like lots of other things too. I have also to say that the photography in the last 2 years, it was a lot less than before.
Okay, got it. Thank you for explaining on that. And what would you say when, let's say there's a person who has their branding and whatever, but how long after they have had their branding, when should they rebrand, or when do you think is a rebrand necessary?
I think if someone grows out of it, if they feel like hesitant to share, if you're like someone is asking you for your website and you're like, yes, here's my website, but
it's not Instagram.
And if there are like these buts, or if there is like just the energy is a little close around. If you feel that you want to share your website, but then you feel that close feeling of like, oh, but I would better like not share this, or I'm just sharing only my Instagram account or only my Facebook group or something like that, then you probably, your website is not serving you, but it's holding you back and holding you small.
I love that. And what would you say branding means to you, or good branding means to you? What for you is outstanding branding?
Outstanding branding is if the brand like makes the ideal clients feel and resonates with them, and is also like that true reflection of the energy of you, of who you are.
And for you personally, what is your outstanding branding? Like, what does it mean to you, and how does it make you feel? Your own branding.
I think there is also that it's rooted in the core values, like in the values that you want to live in your life. So the more it is rooted and aligned with those, the more it is outstanding branding. And in terms of beauty, as beauty is one of my core values, like I have four, it's beauty, soulful connection, trust, and authenticity. And beauty for me feels like spaciousness, a lots of white, maybe even some gold, like ethereal.
Beautiful. And I can see that in your room as well. Like, for anybody who can't see your room right now, it's white and spacious. It's definitely a lot of white and space. Okay, great. So what would you say is, or how long would you say a good branding takes? Like, how long does it take for you to develop a branding for a person?
I think it's really individual. But I feel that if someone is ready, and is ready to do that step, and is ready to really up level in their energy, ready to make the change, ready to integrate it, embody it in their life and show up in another way, I would say about 2-3 months feels like a good time. I'm more like a slower person. And we also take some time until maybe 9 months even, just because we can integrate these parts in between, and we can just really become that person and step out into the world, and the stretch of like of jumping into the cold water becomes smaller. And a lot of times what happens if my clients shift their energy and they shift into that new version of themselves, business starts coming in. So they have that new experience, and the experience builds up on the next experience. And we bring that all into the branding. We don't say like, just, okay, let's just get it done, but let's like savor it in, and let's like take it in all and build it in and make that experience. I think experience is just like one of the most important things. Even going out there and allowing yourself to experience like the new color, like start sharing it a little bit on Instagram or something before you brand everything on that color. Feeling and that check in with yourself. How does it feel when I share it with the world? How does it feel if I share this new version with the world? So even that gap from now I'm this person and then I'm that person becomes more like a fluid kind of flow.
And can you tell us a little bit more about how your clients are then perceiving the branding? What changes for your clients after amazing branding? Like, why is amazing branding needed? What changes for the clients?
The clients, they feel like more magnetic. They feel really attracted. They say a lot of times like things like, it's just not only the words, but really how I feel, or even the reflection of, if I look at your website, I really feel the work we did together, for example, even after. Some clients go to clients' websites just to reconnect with that kind of feeling. So they just go scrolling to the website to load their energy up. So it becomes kind of like a loading station for you as a business owner, but also for your clients.
I love that. And what would you say branding has to do with the subconscious?
Yes, a lot. Like mostly subconscious. We have like just how many seconds? I don't remember, but it's like really few seconds that we have to like make the first impression. So the first impression is really made in your subconscious. It's made in your nervous system. And from there, you don't have more time after that. You can go back and change that. So if you have good branding and it looks perfectly fine, if they come the first time to your website, that's the impression, even if then something is a little off or a word is not written right or there's some grammatics or something, and they perceive you in a certain way, especially if you go like for higher quality or high value or like high priced things. A lot of times it really helps that your branding is just like put together beautifully.
And what are the challenges when it comes to branding?
Mm-hmm. Taking our masks off. Probably.
What is the challenge for you to get really, really deep with somebody, to get their essence, to get to their soul?
It's the allowance to let ourselves be seen, because it's not safe. It's a lot of times in a lot of ways, in many ways, we have like so many connections with when it wasn't safe for us when we grew up. A lot of times already in the family, like with your siblings, maybe that you have some like jealousy going on, or then in school when we have like to present something. So these like are things that are anchored still in our body, and to dissolve them and to shift them, and to we try to build with branding in general, we try to build like the protection around us. So we put on a mask, so we slightly change how we express. And the good branding is if we can get that layer of protection away.
How do you do that?
And it's the coaching work. Mm-hmm. It's a lot with deconditioning. We just try to see where is it stored in your body even? Where does the fear come from? And even in the process, if we feel like, for example, as a tangible example, how we do that is we ask ourselves, or I ask the client, if you share this website now with the world, where do you feel like, oh, if this person sees it, that would be not, I want to hide it from that person, for example. So we dive into that story and we look, why is that the trigger point? And where does the story go back? And how can we like maybe make peace with them? And why, what's the worst that can happen? Like all these kind of questions around that. And a lot of times there is cord cutting and energy clearing involved.
Wow. So, okay. That's actually incredible that you can really like, or that you're actually putting the branding and the coaching together. Now I see more and more how important that is for somebody. It is super important. And what would you say you are most proud of when it comes to what it is that you do? That you enjoy the most.
Enjoy most doing. I think really that kind of creating impact and bringing like someone or supporting someone to like lift their potential in a bigger way. Like before it was maybe there are like fears, and then that shift from having little impact, like freezing up, even if we share something in Instagram or on Facebook or on social media in general, or being afraid of speaking on camera, on podcasts, being afraid of being here. And if we shift this, and then these beautiful stories of these beautiful women come out and they share this and they like free themselves and inspire others, and it creates a ripple effect. I think I'm living for that.
And can you give us an example of one of your clients, perhaps, where you witnessed that you are allowed to share?
There are lots of examples. Where could I start? Maybe like I had a yoga teacher, and she really thought she had to work in the system of yoga teaching. Even if it's yoga, there is like a lot of strict rules what a yoga teacher can do, how he should behave, like even with kind of things like being vegan, being like a certain way, dressing a certain way. And we really were able to shift her totally out of that and making her herself and still being a yoga teacher. And now I think she shifted so much. I mean, she's just another person. And even she's just really special because she isn't like all the other yoga teachers here. She had like, she built a really big kind of studio then. She closed it now in the last 2 years, unfortunately. And she works a lot online and a lot more just one-time retreats. But the shift that happened, it's just amazing.
Awesome. And feel free to share another story.
Another story. It's hard because it's hard to find a line where is it okay to share and where it is not.
Okay. No worries.
I feel it's kind of confidential, and of course it's also open and people see it, but I feel there is like this line of like holding them really safe is really important. And then because it's kind of deep work.
Of course. Yeah. No, sure. I understand. And so is there anything else that you haven't shared that you want to share with our audience today?
Is there anything else? Maybe the part that how I'm working, because you mentioned before I was there, we went ahead a little fast, that I work like all these creative things and they flow into each other. And I'm not the one that does the technical part. I'm working with my husband and he does like, he's a WordPress developer and he has like all the tricks and things, and he like codes plugins for WordPress. So he codes all the functions and we can like create different kind of custom build method, even if integrating different functions with each other or something like that. And that's not a part that I hold. So I'm really more in the creative, visionary, expressive artist place, and he is the kind of technical part.
Gotcha. I love that. That works so well together, doesn't it? Beautiful.
Totally. No.
and yes. Yeah. And where can people find you?
Yes, they find me on my website. It's eoskoch.com, and also on my Instagram.com/eoskoch, and on my Facebook the same.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much for your time, your energy, and your wisdom and your knowledge that you shared with us today. And thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Love this episode of Mind Your Subconscious? Subscribe, rate, and leave a review on whichever platform you're listening. It's very much appreciated. Thank you so much. Catch our next episode every Monday.